Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mahomes moving to his left laterally, chased, holding it, and gets out of bounds and up the sideline. He's not out of bounds yet. He's at the 10, inside the 10. He dives for the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. A remarkable acrobatic scramble on a 27-yard run.
Being able to do it at home, being able to win the Lamar Hunt Trophy here and do it for the fans and everybody like that was awesome. We fell short last year and we learned from it, and we built every single day, and now we have the chance to go to Miami and get the ultimate goal, which is the Super Bowl.
Hits, misses, and messes. Time to talk football after hours with Amy Lawrence.
Thanks so much for tuning in. Fill in the blank. The Super Bowl matchup is what? It's our first chance to talk about Niners and Chiefs surviving to Miami. After hours here on CBS Sports Radio, we're pleased to welcome Mick Schaefer from 41 Action News in Kansas City. He's the sports director who was doing double and triple duty at Arrowhead all day long. And I'm so excited to have you on the show, Mick. Thank you. What was the atmosphere like, considering this has been a full year, a full circle? And as the final seconds tick off the clock, the Chiefs have their trip to the Super Bowl.
It was amazing. It was kind of surreal. I mean, it's been 50 years. For most Chiefs fans, they have not experienced a Super Bowl in their lifetime. So to see it come to fruition was amazing. I mean, I grew up a Chiefs fan, but I've lived here for a long time. My kids are Chiefs fans, so just happy for a lot of Chiefs fans. I mentioned it on the broadcast that the Chiefs have been an anomaly for a long time. They have such a loyal and passionate fan base. They have great ownership. And for the past 7 years, they've had one of the best coaches in NFL history, and they haven't had anything to show for it. So to finally get to the Super Bowl, it's earned. It's something that I think is deserved for a lot of these people here.
Over the course of preparing for this game for this weekend, did you happen to come across any fans who do remember the last time they were in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, absolutely. There are a bunch of Chiefs from Super Bowl IV who are still in Kansas City. I mean, that was back in the day where you played for pretty much one team your entire career, and then after that, you laid roots there. And so there are a lot of former Chiefs like Willie Lanier and Bobby Bell and Lynn Dawson still in town. So it was cool to get to talk to some of them leading up to it. We actually did a story on a former Chiefs cheerleader. He's probably, I don't know, 75, 80 years old from Super Bowl IV. That was neat talking to her. So there are some people around, but it's so funny. It's almost like it was a different era it was and a different sport. And the Super Bowl was no big deal back then. And now, of course, it's the biggest thing in the television watching world.
The Chiefs obviously have this incredible quarterback, and for Patrick Mahomes, again, he was with those Chiefs last year when they were so close and got denied. What's it been like just to see him kind of take over as the QB and the fans embrace him?
Yeah, it's been unreal. They've never had a franchise quarterback. Look, they had Joe Montana in the twilight of his career. They had Trent Green. Had some good years, but never got close to this point. That Lynn Dawson, way back in the day, that was the franchise leader. But look, before last year, the franchise leader in touchdown passes in the season was Dawson, and that was 14 games, and it was like 30. And then Mahomes comes out and throws for 50 touchdowns last year. He wins the MVP, and then this year he leads into the Super Bowl. He said, it's a charmed life. But Kansas City, I'm only halfway joking. They don't know what to do with Mahomes. We're the Midwest, right? We feel like we don't deserve it, right? Everybody's always waiting for the other shoe to drop. Nothing like this has ever happened in Kansas City's NFL history.
Mick Schaefer is the sports director of 41 Action News in Kansas City. He literally spent his entire day at Arrowhead Stadium in advance of the AFC Championship and then covering the aftermath. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. You mentioned the ownership of the Chiefs, and Lamar Hunt, of course, has the trophy named after him. What makes this ownership, and now it's his family, but what makes this ownership so special?
Well, it's steady, right? It's been in the same family since the inception of the franchise back in 1960 as the Dallas Texans, and so that's number one right there. And it's funny, the poetic justice, the symmetry that exists. It's the 60th year, of the Chiefs franchise. The last time they were in the Super Bowl was 50 years ago. It's the 100th year. The NFL celebrating their 100th year. And so a lot of things, kind of the stars are aligning this year for Kansas City. And Norma Hunt, Lamar Hunt's widow, still alive, and she's one of the few people who's been to every single Super Bowl. And look, not only is the AFC Championship trophy named after Lamar Hunt, a trophy they had never won until today, but Lamar Hunt named the Super Bowl. He named the Super Bowl. And so now the Chiefs, after 50 years, finally get to participate in one.
All right, Mick, let's go back to the game against the Texans, though. You mentioned the Dallas Texans. Let's go back to the game a week ago. And you put me in your shoes, 24-0 down to start the second quarter, and you're at Arrowhead Stadium. What's going through your mind?
I'm going to reintroduce myself to my family. That's what's going through my mind. Oh, my Monday's clear all of a sudden. Take some of these comp days, because the NFL season's it's a long haul, especially on the local scene. And so, look, I knew this offense was explosive. You knew they could come back, but we followed the NFL. You know, 24 points is a ton of points. And it looked like the Texans weren't going to be stopped. It looked like the Chiefs were kind of snake bit. And then the most surreal thing happened. I mean, the Chiefs not only erased that lead, but they did so in 9 minutes. They had the lead at halftime. It was unbelievable how quickly that script was flipped, and then they just kept it going in the second half. That was an old-timer right there. Today was obviously a huge accomplishment. But last week's game is going to go down as one of the greatest in Chiefs history.
There is a lot of talk about Andy Reid and the fact that this is now 15 years since he went to his first Super Bowl with a different franchise, the Philadelphia Eagles. And there's also a lot of people who point to his postseason record and will scoff at it. But what has impressed you about the way that he has not only brought this team along, but has made them a Super Bowl contender?
Yeah, I mean, look, his postseason—he's finally back at 500. He's 14-14 in the postseason, and he's been doing it long enough that there's something to it. That's a big sample size. He's swung and missed a lot of times in the playoffs, and he's usually been in this round. He's now 2-5 in his 7 conference championship games. So that's been a big hurdle for him. But what's impressed me is the preparation, the class, the creativity, just what a pro he is and how consistently he wins. I mean, look, 21 years coaching in the NFL, 15 times he's made it to the playoffs. And, one of these times he was bound to break through with the Chiefs, and he finally did. And, look, he's known as someone who can't win the big one, but I think there's a lot of guys and gals out there in sports that can't win the big one until they do. And boy, it looks like this team is going to be more than capable here in 2 weeks in Miami.
I think what makes me smile some is when you see him and Patrick Mahomes, and Mahomes is obviously a young guy, he's in his early 20s, and here's Andy Reid, who is a grizzled veteran, and yet the two of them had this great communication, and they obviously have an incredible respect for one another, and their relationship is a key to why the Chiefs are winning.
It's perfect. You have to have that. You know that. It's the New England model, and a lot of these models. You have to have coach and quarterback, and they have that. They have definitely one of the best coaches out there, and maybe the best football player on the planet. It's been amazing. We haven't seen, you mentioned last week, they scored 7 straight touchdowns. 7 straight drives for touchdowns. Mm. We hadn't seen that level of explosiveness from this offense really at all in 2 years. It had been a while since we've seen something like that. And it seems like Mahomes has really elevated his play, if possible. here in these playoffs. Because in four playoff games, he's got 11 touchdowns and zero interceptions. The guy is just he's amazing, and coupled with Andy Reid. And you know what? The biggest thing is the defense. These two were together last year. They were on the brink of it, and the defense just was not good enough. This year it is. They have turned a huge corner. And it's funny, so we talk about poetic justice. You have the Chiefs taking on D Ford and the Niners now. And D Ford was offside last year for the Chiefs, the reason why they didn't make it to the Super Bowl. So it's cool that both D and the Chiefs have maybe cleansed themselves of that game.
Mick Schaefer of 41 Action News in Kansas City after the AFC Championship. It's after hours here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm glad you mentioned the defense because I wanted to ask about it. It seemed like the D, and this certainly can happen when you change a lot of the personnel, it took a little bit to settle in and gel. How critical, though, was the defense to what's now an 8-game win streak?
I would say it's the number one thing. I mean, the Mahomes and the offense are constant. Look, they took a little bit of a step back this year, sophomore year. You're gonna catch up to them for a little bit. But I mean, still, Mahomes threw for 26 touchdowns and 5 interceptions in 14 games. Right? It was still more than good enough. It's been the defense, and it's funny how the Tennessee games have kind of bookended this defensive run. Now they gave up 35 to Tennessee and 188 on the ground the first time around in Nashville in a game they shouldn't have lost. And ever since then, it is by a lot of measures and a lot of, statistics, the best defense in the NFL. And look, they've gotten down to some holes the first two games here at the playoffs. But if you're going to score on the Chiefs, you better get them early because they gave up 7 in the second half today to a good Tennessee Titans team. And they gave up just 7 in the second half last week to a good Texans team. And both times, it was kind of too little too late.
Mick, before I let you go, the Royals went to back-to-back World Series not that long ago and obviously won one for the first time in, what was it, almost 30 years or 30 years?
It was exactly 30 years, yep.
How does the excitement compare between that Royals run and now what we've got here with the Chiefs?
Are you kidding me? It's I mean, we don't – It's been 50 years, right? It's the same. It's probably bigger. It is probably bigger, I would say. But they don't win much here in Kansas City. It's like once a generation for baseball, and once every two generations for football is what they're going. So I think it's going to be. I said it today. It's the biggest. The Super Bowl is going to be the biggest sports story in the history of Kansas City. It's gonna tie up the World Series just because NFL team. It is. But it's funny you bring that up. In 2014, we had a Kansas City-San Francisco title bout, but in baseball, it didn't go Kansas City's way. So people are trying to forget about the Giants and the Royals back in 2014. But it's going to be fun. I mean, it's an amazing defense for the 49ers and more than capable Jimmy Garoppolo. And there's a lot of storylines there. Look, he came to Kansas City last year, tore his ACL, and was out for the season. And the Chiefs just blew the doors off the 49ers, so you can bet they remember that game and what a performance they had today in the postseason. It's I think the Chiefs are favored by a couple points, but it'll be dogfighting. You know, great defense against great offense. We'll see what plays out.
Not since Super Bowl IV at Tulane Stadium in New Orleans have the Chiefs been victorious in the Super Bowl now 50 years, but they are headed to Miami against the Niners. You can follow Mick on Twitter at Mick Schaefer, Schaffer. A very long day, but this is really good for business, actually. The sports director at 41 Action News in Kansas City. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes.
You bet. It was a great way to cap off the long day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.